Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler. Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
I'm Tyler.
And today, well, I was walking through, I went and got some groceries.
Okay.
A little bit earlier today, I needed to unclog the drain in my tub. Because I'm a very hairy person, and conventional tubs weren't built to handle
the manliness that is you.
Exactly. So I poured some baking powder, or baking soda, some vinegar down there. I looked it up because I'm into the homeopathic, the, you know, all natural remedies for stuff, right?
Okay.
So what I did, I looked it up. You pour the baking soda down there, and then you put the screw on just a little bit, and you pour vinegar down there, and you screw it on tight and close it up. And what it does is that, you remember like the old school volcanoes?
Oh, it does the reverse.
It does, yeah, so it can't get out the top way, so it'll just push the entire clog down. That's the idea. And it worked pretty good.
Why didn't you invite me over to see that? That would have been cool.
It was kind of boring. So I was at the grocery store picking up the stuff for that, and I was at Henry's, which is, I'm not sure if it's in NorCal or the rest of the country yet, but we're down in SoCal, and it's a chain kind of a store called Henry's, and I was looking at their produce, and they have their organic section and their conventional section, right? So I figured that's an interesting topic. So Tyler, tell me do you know about organics and all that?
Organic food, basically what I know about it is that it is rotated crop, like it's hand weeded. Like, they do it by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's done by hand. There's no chemicals used. They use natural fertilizers, like manure and all that fun stuff, compost. They feed their animals if it's organic animal aspects of it.
Oh,
I don't know if you can hear this, but it sounds like emergency is going on.
Someone might be dying in the near vicinity, so... Yeah. Thank you, firefighters, for taking care of that.
Awesome.
So we don't have to.
Wow, that's intense.
Pretty intense.
Okay, but yeah, basically, organic is, if at least to me, it comes across that if you were to go back in time, how they would have done it then. You know, it's done by hand. They don't have the chemicals to do anything with it. They use manure and compost to fertilize all their stuff. And so it's kind of like, I don't want to use the word antique or like, but it's the old school, like,
right
on, like when you picture a farm, like with its red barn and the guy like out with his stuff, like shovels and whatnot. Like right. I picture that's organic
pitchfork
to me.
And all
pitchfork
that.
And all that stuff.
So, and that, I mean, for the most part, that's pretty right on. But I think what's interesting is the whole history as to how we came to get organic food and how we have conventional food and how conventional became conventional. So I thought I'd delve into that real quick because around 1920s, we didn't have organic and conventional.
Mm-hmm.
Like around that, the turn of the century, nothing. It was just, we had food, right? But once we got into we had the ability to start shipping foods further, that's when we kind of opened up the market and we needed to find a way to preserve foods for longer. So they came up with, you know, adding wax to apples and all this, blah, blah, blah. And then they started using fertilizers, right? And that just became the way we produce foods. We started, you know, messing with, you know, the science behind it. And around the 1960s, 1950s, a group of farmers, they decided that that might not be the best way to have food. So the organic movement really started on a very low level. It was just a couple people making food for themselves. Other people kind of got involved into it. And now we're kind of at a pinnacle point of it where it's a huge debate at this point. Is organic better or is conventional food better? And conventional is kind of the opposite of organic. They use genetically modified food sometimes. So like the apple will be slightly modified to...
Like how so?
So that they'll go into the genome. So we know that certain... This is the probably the most extreme example. If you walk into some stores, they have these things called grapples or grapples. What it is an apple that tastes like a grape. Mind you, this one has grape flavoring injected into it, but there are other, I mean, there it's modified to look purple. So it grows purple. Yeah. So yeah. We have the ability to change food so that it lasts longer, it looks better, and so that's one part of the conventional idea. And then the other way is that there's a lot more pesticides used. So with the pesticides, you can... The food will stay on the shelves for longer, it can travel further, and we inject hormones into our cattle and into our chicken, livestock, and all that, so that they will grow larger, faster, and produce more meat, mm-hmm. or eggs, or whatever. And then, I mean, going even further with our grains and stuff, we enrich them now because we bleach them so they look pretty, right? If you look at white bread, grains aren't white, they're bleached white. So that then we go back in and it's called fortifying with grain, with minerals and all that, so that fortifying is when they're... Oh, nice. Tyler's eating a little bowl of sorbet and it's dripping everywhere.
Yeah, I was trying to get a snack in while we do this and it's a lot messier than I thought it was going to be.
But I might be wrong. It's been a while since I checked my... books on this one, but I'm pretty sure if you enrich something, if it says enriched, that means you're adding something that never existed in the food originally. So if you add vitamin K to an egg, then you're enriching it. But if it's fortified, that means that you are adding more of or replacing what you took out of an original vitamin.
Okay.
So like milk, vitamin D. It usually is fortified, I'm pretty sure. So that's kind of how we've come to understand conventional and organic foods. How are we feeling about that so far?
Oh, I'm feeling... I mean, that all makes sense. That's all, you know, how I was figuring it as well. I personally don't like to jump on bandwagons.
Right.
And I feel that the organic is a look at me bandwagon. Look at me, I have organic. Oh, look at me, I'm a hippie. You know, like kind of a thing.
Right, it's the in thing to do almost.
Yeah, like everybody else is doing it. It's good for you and it's... I don't know, like... I personally don't care. Like, that's just like how it comes down in my life. With the conventional foods, like if I had an apple that was organic or an apple that was conventional, mm-hmm. I, taste bud wise, can't tell the difference. Some people can. I'm not going to argue with those people. Like if you can taste the difference, then pick which one you like the best. To me, they're both apples. Whatever. But with that, I'm not sold yet. That I feel like a lot of the media is trying to make it bad if it's not organic. And almost in a scare tactic kind of way of, oh, if it's not organic, it's going to kill you and you're going to die and the pesticides. It's like, okay, well, we're all going to die eventually. You know, like, why... with conventional foods, okay, yes, they put pesticides on them to make them so that bugs don't get in them and they grow bigger and stronger and all that fun stuff. My studies that I know of, if you wash your fruit properly, most of that stuff gets off. Like, it's not a big issue on that sense. But when Keon brought this to my attention, I was like, well... I knew that I'd read something earlier in the week, from WebMD, and they were talking about how really there's no difference nutrition-wise. Mm-hmm. And, like, they found in about 55 studies that within... I skimmed over this article, to be completely honest with you. I don't know what actual items they chose, if it was an apple or, like...
Right, but within
product, but they produce. Took a produce of conventional and a produce of organic, and they found that the levels of, like, vitamin C, magnesium, calcium, potassium, zinc, copper, like, soluble, just...
Fiber.
Fiber and all that stuff right. were the same.
Right. And that is true. Like, I'm not gonna... I going back just a couple steps, I'm pretty big into organics. Like, I'm not 100% organic. I'm not 100% blah, 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 all this. I've just kind of started within the last year and a half, 2 years, getting into it more. I have a really good friend I work with who's a holistic nutritionist. So he is really, really big on eating organic and eating natural and all that. So in talking with him, he's kind of started turning my opinions on things. And the whole basis of the organic movement, in my opinion, is the desire to prevent disease. Because, I mean, the pesticides that we use kill bugs, right? Mm-hmm. And if you consume those pesticides on a consistent basis, then the argument is that disease will, the things that kill bugs, will eventually start killing us. So there's that perspective. And with what you said about the pesticides being washed off. Yeah, for the most part, yeah. But you have to use, in all honesty, you have to use a vegetable scrub on it. You have to use, I think you can buy them at Trader Joe's or whatever, to get all of the pesticide off. And within that, sometimes with more porous or thin-skinned fruits and vegetables, the pesticide will actually get into the fruit itself. So later on, at the end of the show, I'm going to give you the Dirty Dozen and the consistently clean fruits and vegetables, things that you most certainly, in my opinion, should buy organic, and the things that you don't really have to worry about as far as buying organic.
To go back to that topic of with the pesticides and how they feel that, I'm just repeating, like right. that if you ingest the pesticides, the pesticides that kill the bugs will eventually kill humans.
Well, it's...
Rough, I mean...
Yeah, because, I mean, if you eat a little bit of poison every day, you get what's called a cumulative effect, and it builds up. So some people, like, some poisons you build resistance to. Some will slowly kill you. And so...
But then why do we get flu shots?
Flu shots is... Because flu shots, what with the flu, what that happens is it's you build the resistance. So there's one of two ways. So you have... If you get a little bit of the poison in you, the flu shot, then you build the resistance for it.
Yeah.
But with other things, you don't build up the immunity for it, and it will slowly kill you the more and more it builds into your system. So, like, say with iron, right? If you get a little bit of iron every day, it's not going to kill you. But if you start building that up and start taking more and more iron in you, that can cause some major issues. Because our bodies, it's not an immunity thing, it's a mineral thing, right? So the same thing can happen with certain pesticides. I don't know the exact names of them or anything, but for example, what's that stuff in the tooth? Fluoride, right?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff, if swallowed consistently, will kill you, right?
Same, really?
Yeah.
That's surprising because I used to swallow my toothpaste all the time growing
right,
up.
Right, but I mean, like, the cumulative effect. If you consistently do it every single day, or chlorine, every single day, that stuff can kill you because it's not a virus or a bacteria attacking your body. It's a chemical substance.
See, and that's where I go, I don't care, like, kind of a concept. Like, I know that sounds awful,
uh-huh.
but it's that how much iron is going to take to kill you if yeah. I eat an apple a day that has this awful iron, like, we're not...
apples don't have iron.
Apples
but
don't. But
who said we
this
had
chemical, a, let's just call the chemical Keon. No, that's bad.
That's
not
going
to work out either.
Let's just say we have an iron-enriched apple.
Yeah, this iron-enriched apple, but this iron is a pesticide, bad concept, whatever. If I eat the apple every day...
Uh-huh.
I'm not sold on this concept that it's going to eventually kill me.
Well,
even though, like, there are, I've seen the studies where it shows, like, oh, it's going to do this. I'm not sold on that, considering the fact that in other areas, it works the opposite, like where it actually makes you stronger.
Like with the
poison. Like with, like the, if you like have if, a little have, bit of poison in your body, and then if you just have, like, this, you wouldn't do this, but, like, if you had a teaspoon of poison every day, and then drank, after a year, a gallon of it, it
right.
wouldn't do, I mean, that's an awful, awful
Or
analogy,
it's like, have you ever seen The Princess Bride?
Yes.
The movie? In the movie, it's one of the classics, in my opinion. The main character, he builds up a tolerance to one of the most deadly poisons by eating just a little bit each day. And then he tricks one of the bad guys into drinking the poison.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his immunity, he drinks it too and doesn't have it. So, and yeah, no, I
and
see that.
And that's kind of where it comes into my hoity-toity, oh, only like the hippy-dippies do the organic food, because it's the same thing of growing up, I never washed my hands. I was like that dirty kid, and right. then it's all of a sudden we're now washing our hands and you need to put the aloe rubs and all this stuff, and now all of our kids are sick.
Right, and
that, get see, sick super. So it's the same concept to me. But it correlates in my head that way.
To me, that's the exact opposite, because pest, like the conventional and using the alcohol sprays and using all that seems to me like the exact same vein. It's like our kids can't be exposed to any poop or dirt or whatever, you know, they're gonna die. But in all honesty, if you just let nature run its course, we're supposed to be exposed to those things at a young age so that we can build up the immunities, like you're saying. So, but with, I mean, these are the difference between dirt and poop that kids get on their hands every day. Like, say they're playing in a sandbox and some cat poop happens to get there, and then, oh no, they touch their mouth. The difference between that is that that is a naturally occurring substance, while with the pesticides that we spray onto our vegetables, those aren't naturally occurring. Those are different. That's like a nuclear bomb versus a wooden arrow, in my mind. You know, it's like we create bullets, but an arrow, you can kind of, I mean, use a twig. It's kind of, this, you know, it's like, it's not going to be the same thing, but
yeah,
it's similar.
See, and in my head, like, it was from my, it's exactly the same, but it's just a different different area kind of a thing where, okay, so yeah, it's not dirt or, you know, fecal matter or whatever. It's a chemical, but it's such a low dosage. Uh-huh. You get used to it just as if it was dirt, so that it's not a bad, I mean, it's kind of the thing, like, growing up, I, honest to God, I mean, you can get my mom on this podcast and she'll tell you, I had strep throat once a month.
Me too.
I was strep throat keen. Like, but I never had it bad enough that they took my tonsils out. Right. I still have my tonsils today.
Right.
But the thing is that I eventually, the medicine didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd taken it so often.
Right.
And medicine, though, is
here's
chemical
the thing. Right,
and
but that
not
is,
organic what, and all that
think,
stuff.
What
so,
I don't think you're seeing, though, is that that is a virus. That is not, you're interacting with viral things as opposed to interacting with chemicals. So the virus that invades your body is getting used to the chemicals. Not your body is getting used to the chemicals. The strep throat, like the what you're getting, that's getting stronger. You're not getting stronger. Does that make sense?
True, but at the same time, I've yet to be sold by anything that I've read that organic and like that conventional food with all of this pesticides and stuff is going to kill me. You know, it's like, first off, I just recently have started adding fruit and vegetables to my daily diet.
Which is a miracle.
I'm not a huge fan, or it wasn't at the time. Now I kind of figure a way to eat them. But in that...
Wait, hold on. Getting iceberg lettuce into that Tyler's diet, that was a struggle.
Yeah. To get me to eat a salad was an issue in itself. But at the same time, well, perfect example is I don't buy organic.
Right.
I don't at all. Like, I don't even look for it.
No, you bought organic beans today.
I bought organic beans today. Purely because I was buying, you know, I wanted some beans, and they were the exact same price as the non-organic, and I actually bought them more in a, oh, people say this is better for you, oh, I'll buy it. But then I also bought the non-organic, and I was looking at the labels, and there was differences between both of them, and I wasn't really sold on either of them.
Right.
Like, I felt like the best mix would be if I undid both beans and put them together.
Right, because...
And that way, because it
the
was...
beans had... The organic beans had 4 more carbohydrates and 2 more grams of protein with less sodium.
Yeah,
but there was... the non-organic had, like, 300 grams more sodium, fewer carbohydrate, you know, so it's...
It was a weird, what do you want to have right. kind of a concept.
Right. Plus, I mean, we'll get into carbs and stuff later, because it sounds like, from that, that carbs are evil, but we'll talk more yeah. about good and...
But evil. That was kind of my thing. My thing is, when I recently, I mean, growing up, I would never eat fruits and vegetables. But now I'm an adult. I'm not getting sick.
Right.
So, you know, that my body's not used to these quote-unquote chemicals or pesticides that conventional has on it.
Right.
But yet I'm eating and I'm not sick.
Right. Well, here's the thing. It's like I said before, it's this cumulative effect. Your liver is having to work harder to filter out those pesticides. If you use, like, sucralose, which is like a fake sweetener, like Splenda, I think has sucralose in it, that has chlorine in it, right?
Okay.
And oftentimes, though the FDA denied, like, there's been controversial research, blah, 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 left and right. The FDA says that it's still safe to use, but there's evidence that a chlorine molecule can break off the sucralose and enter into your body, right? So that means that you're chlorinating your body. And chlorine is deadly, like, to your cells. It is not good.
I used to have chlorine in my body all the time.
But you smelled like it, right? It stays with you. It's one of those things, like, it will stick with you. And in the levels you were getting by playing water polo were low enough that it wasn't going to straight murder you. But
and that's my concept with the pesticides.
But it's not affecting you now. But the incidences of cancer and like leukemia and all these other disorders have been rising in the last 60 to 80 years. And there's a correlation. I mean, some people say, oh, it's a detection thing. No, it's a correlate. It's a direct correlation between.
So you're correlating cancer.
Yeah.
Disease and everything else to the pesticides we use on foods.
Yeah. Not everything, but yeah, I'd say a good portion of... I mean, let's look. In France, there's this thing called the French problem, right? The French eat cheese, fatty meat, wine, but 90% of their produce and 90% of all the stuff they eat is small, local, organically farmed stuff, right?
Okay.
And they have less incidence of cancer, less incidence of heart disease. All of these, they're not as fat as we are, blah, blah, blah. And their diet, from our scientific nutritional standpoint, sucks. But they're not eating the pesticides. They're not, you know? So there has to be something. You know, it's like, you
but
can't
But see, there's so many other things that it could be.
Like what? Like, okay, but I mean, if you just look at our diets, though.
Okay, but at the same time, okay, diets, if... Well, then why is it that every vegan isn't thin?
Well, I mean, well, first off, this is growing into the vegetarian.
We don't need to get into that argument, but I'm just saying that.
Because I think both Tyler and I will agree,
yeah, we'll agree that
vegetarianism is not
weird.
The most healthful way to live.
But what I'm trying to get at is that, okay, so if you go with just their diet only. Okay, sure. If I only ate cheese and, like, let's put me on the French diet just for 2 seconds, whatever, just for the sake of argument. I could lose the weight, too, but what I'm trying to get at is America, like, your average American. Right. I mean, you could go from your Californian to your East Coast, New Yorker, to Middle America, right. Whatever. There's so many other aspects that affect someone's quote-unquote health.
True. There's the, like, in Europe, they walk a lot more than us. And that is a huge...
They walk everywhere. They don't... I mean, you didn't add in aspects of alcohol. I know the France. They like wine.
Yeah, exactly. They drink... I mean, like, having a glass of wine with every meal, that's normal.
Yeah.
Or four. That's probably not
true. You could do, go so much... I mean... I was going to say smoking, but France is known for smoking as well.
They're chimneys.
Yeah.
Like, but when, then, when I did my tour, it's like, you can't go anywhere without smelling smoke.
But then you could also go with fast food. We have more of that.
Which
we have awful.
Is exactly. It's the because fast food is the epitome of, to me, conventional food. You're eating bleached flour with hormonally injected fatty meat with chemically... douse vegetables.
And I get that.
Wrapped in plastic.
Yes, and I get that. And that's the extreme of it. I'm saying, you're telling me that roughly an apple from Ralph's, Vaughn's, Lucky's, whatever, I don't even know if Lucky's is even around.
I think they came back.
But I literally might as well go get the apple pie from, like, chemical-wise...
Okay, no, the apple pie and the apple are different.
But I understand that, but like chemically, that there's roughly the same amount of chemicals.
In an apple and an
from
apple
an
pie?
I'm saying the apple from Ralph's or like the apple pie from McDonald's.
Yeah.
There's the same amount of chemicals.
Probably.
Really?
I haven't read any research, but probably. I mean, like, if you just took the same apple that they use at McDonald's and the same apple that they use at Ralph's, they're probably pretty much the same. I mean, the ones at McDonald's are probably not as fresh, which comes into another, like, we'll talk about this in probably 10, 15 minutes, all natural and local and all that. But, yeah, I mean, chemically, they probably have been sprayed with the same chemicals. They probably absorb the same amount. From that standpoint, not looking at the sugar that McDonald's is adding, the fast carbohydrates that they're adding.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say the apples are probably the same.
Huh. That's interesting. Like, I still am just not... Because my concept is just kind of the... You have to have some of this stuff in your body or else you might as well just live in a bubble so that...
Absolutely.
That's kind of where I'm coming from in all of this, that the organic people are like, oh, you can't have pesticides and it's bad. It's like, I don't care. Like, it comes down to it's not going to indirectly kill me with a bite. Yes, if I have four apple, it's kind of that thing where, you ever see those tests where they inject Mountain Dew in a rat and, oh, it does this. It's like,
you're not getting Mountain Dew directly
into
your bloodstream.
If I directly squirted a full can into my bloodstream at the amount of a mouse body weight to the weight of the Mountain Dew, yes, of course, I'm going to get cancer and die.
Right. I see that point. Like, I see that a lot of the testing is flawed. And here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying if you have the choice between a conventionally grown apple and a packaged food, you should take the packaged food. Or, you know, like, of course, eat fruits and vegetables. If you have no other choice, if you don't have an organic option, go for the conventional. It's much better for you than the middle of the grocery store. Most trainers and everything will agree that the freshest stuff in the grocery store, if you walk the perimeter, that's where you're going to get the freshest stuff. The fresh fruit, vegetables, meats, and all this. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I agree with you that if you don't have the option, go for the conventional. I mean, there are certain items that I'll look at it. It's like, that's stupidly expensive. Like, all organic almond butter, it's like $8. While the conventional one is like $3.50. I'm sorry, I'm not ready to spend an extra $4.50 organic.
And that's kind of where my other thing comes is that in this one study that I pulled up because you wanted to talk about organic versus conventional.
Right.
They talked about that if the whole world,
uh-huh,
like if the United States went just organic,
uh-huh,
there wouldn't be enough food for everybody because they can't produce at the same rate as the conventional.
Yeah, and that is true. Well, I'm not sure about the there's not enough food for everyone thing. Because I'm always wary of those studies. Because really, how do you know? Really, like, there are probably more farmers than you realize. There's probably more than they're estimating for. But, yeah, it does take longer to grow something organic. Like livestock, there would definitely be less meat. Because livestock, inorganically grown, takes 14 months. So conventional livestock takes about, a cow takes about, from birth to slaughter, 14 months. Organically, it takes about 4 years to get from there to there because of the hormones and all that they put into the cows.
Yeah.
But if you look at, you know how everyone's like all up on the whole omega-3 fatty acids and blah, 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 all that, right?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So what, I've heard about that. Because what we're looking for is pretty much an even ratio in our diet of omega-3 fatty acids to omega-6 fatty acids. If you raise a cow conventionally, you're going to have more, so you're going to, inorganically, you're going to have more omega-6s than omega-3s. If you grass feed it and raise it organically, the ratio of omega-3s to 6s is about 50-50.
Okay.
So if you start feeding the cows what they should be eating, and you start letting them live their a 4 year life, you're gonna have a better food. So with meats,
you then have to go in. Okay, so yes, you have better food.
Uh huh.
But we are a economic world.
Right.
4 years or 14 months. Is a huge, huge Absolutely. Difference.
From a business standpoint, it's stupid to go all organic.
And so, but in that, I understand that, yes, it's healthier to be organic.
For the most part.
Could there not be a way to do, oh, it takes 2 years? You know, like, it's... Or that there's chemicals that they could use that would... There's got to be a way to make it, quote-unquote, not this hysteria, it's going to kill you aspect.
Right. Because one happy medium, one compromise between organic and conventional is grass-fed or pastured livestock, right? So sometimes you'll see organic pastured livestock, right? So okay. Meat. But sometimes you'll only see grass-fed, right? And that's one compromise, is that we feed it only grass, so it's not getting a corn-fed diet, which is not what a cow usually eats or is meant to eat, and that's what screws up its fat percentages in the meat. But we're still going to inject it with hormones to make it grow faster. So okay. It's going to have the bovine growth hormone in it, so it grows faster, which is...
And that gets into, like...
It gets into stuff... I don't really know about, so I'm not going to speak.
And I also feel like that gets into like PETA rights and stuff like that, and how
animals are treated. I don't want
to. As much as I would love to piss off every PETA member there is,
Sarah McLachlan is scary.
I don't really need to get into that conversation right now. But so basically, okay, so we've kind of gone every which way and whatnot.
So
in a nutshell, organic food is quote unquote healthier than conventional.
And there haven't been a ton of research article or research studies done on conventional versus organic as far as long-term effects, because it's only been in effect for 80 years and we just started going organic about 40-50 years ago. So there hasn't been a huge time period for us to see what's going on with people.
And so, with that, though, I mean, just basically how it comes across to me, it's organic is healthier, mattering on what you consider healthier. Like, to me,
uh-huh.
I don't care if there's a little bit of pesticides, because my logic is, oh, a little bit's not going to kill me.
Right. But,
and
I mean,
so
for
it's,
me, but then for
the
me,
fact that I'm just eating fruit in general
right.
is healthy.
Right.
I don't need to go extreme.
I agree with that. If you have the choice between zero fruits and vegetables, conventional, I'm all with you. Go conventional.
So, like, that's kind of where I want to just stress is the concept of just eat your fruits and vegetables, go to the produce section, and I personally don't care. Right. Like, whatever you pick, if it looks tasty and it's going to make it so that you eat it, eat it.
Right. On the other hand, for me, I would rather you go with maybe a 60-40, 80-20 percentage of conventional to organic. So 60 to 80% organic, 20% inorganic, because sometimes it's just not available. So that's, for me, a good way to start is just start buying organic meats, because that's really where things get messy, because a lot of those chemicals have been shown that they can mess
with our... You're dealing with...
Anytime you mess with another animal's metabolism, and then you eat that animal, you're messing with your own metabolism. So that freaks me out. Okay. And I'd rather have no hormones, and I'd rather have the animal eat what it's supposed
but
to eat.
But at the same time, if the cow is the Arnold Schwarzenegger now, you know, or he never had roids, I guess.
Yeah, he probably did.
I don't know. Don't ever.
He's had, like, what, 4 heart things because of his steroid use?
Yeah, but he's a sexy, sexy man. Can't believe I said that with a straight face. But yeah, you know, like, no, I'm right there with you. When it comes to the meats and the poultry and all that stuff, yes, the dealing with another body and then ingesting that, you are going to begin. And then you could even take that to, like, Indians and Native Americans. They used to think, like, oh, you're taking part of that soul. Then you get back into the PETA debate.
Right.
Fun PETA people.
So...
But okay, so yes, when it comes to meats and chicken, preferably would go organic
and not corn fed.
Because that's not the normal diet of
the animal.
The animal.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you some practical things that if you want to start with an organic diet with fruits and vegetables, here are the things that have the highest percentage of pesticides. So these 12 fruits and vegetables they compared 43 of the most commonly consumed fruits and vegetables and had nearly 43,000 of each. So this is a huge research study.
So this list that you're going to give us right now, the 30 dozen, is that these are the ones that you're saying you need to get organically,
right?
Because the conventional version of them is easily embedded pesticides into it.
Right, because they actually put the percentage of the fruit or vegetable that had detected pesticides. So okay. Number one, the thing that I would always say buy organic is peaches. Peaches scored 97%.
97, and that's 97% of the conventionals had a pesticide in it?
Right.
And that's probably just because of the layer of the shell, the skin of it.
Super thin.
Okay, super thin. Okay, right. Peaches.
Peaches, then apples, 92%.
Thin layer of...
Right. Sweet bell peppers, again, a thin layer.
Okay.
Celery, thin layer. Thin layer. Nectarines, a thin layer.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I ate a nectarine.
That's my favorite fruit. I have a bag in the fridge. And these are ranked the way they are. This is from the number 1 to the number 12. The reason that nectarines are lower on the list than an apple, because nectarines scored a 97%, they have at least 1% or 1 pesticide on it, but they only scored an 85% if you detect for 2 or more pesticides.
Okay.
While apples had
a higher
total percentage.
Okay.
So. Then strawberries, because they're, again, thin-skinned. You're kind of detecting the theme is thin-skinned. Cherries.
Thin.
Pears. Imported grapes, which I'm not sure if they have domestic grapes on here anywhere. Yeah, actually, they do. So grapes imported are in the 30 dozen. Surprisingly, spinach holds pesticide very well. Regular lettuce, so ranging from red leaf to... Your favorite, Tyler, the iceberg.
The iceberg.
And then potatoes. So those are the 12 that you should probably always buy organic.
Okay, so let's see if I can pick the ones that are okay to get conventional.
Right.
Let's see. So I'm going with they have a thick layer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with an orange. Is that on the list?
Nope.
Really?
Because you want me to tell you a secret?
Yeah.
The ones on the bottom of the list, the ones that you don't have to buy organic, think about what bugs like. Bugs like sweet things. So think about that too. Take that into account.
Something that bugs don't like.
Because either. then they don't have to use as many pesticides.
Coconut. There's coconut on there. I don't know if they even.
I don't think they spray. Yeah, I don't think they do that. No, it's not on the list at all.
I was thinking of a really big show.
Because I don't think coconuts are commonly eaten. Yeah, I think commonly eaten, things bugs don't like, and have a thicker shelf. Don't look.
Let's see.
Just keep guessing. This is fun.
Pineapple? That's got a shell.
Yeah, pineapple. It's
pineapples?
So number buy, four on the list.
You can buy that conventional.
Yeah, only 8%. Had one or more pesticide, and think about it, you're not eating the rind. So that's pretty safe to go with.
Awesome. Okay, let's see. Watermelon. Oh, that's sweet.
No, actually, melons are right in the middle of the pack.
Melons are in the
middle. So you're 50-50, you're playing Russian roulette.
Whatever tickles your fancy. Okay, right. Something that isn't sweet.
Right. Or think bitter.
Everybody's like, you idiot. It's got to be this.
Right, exactly. They're screaming at
them. Well, it's one of those things like, I don't eat
produce
often, so I only have so much in my...
I'm going to give you the number 12.
Give me number 12.
This one's surprising because it goes against one of the rules I gave you. The papaya is number 12 on the...
I couldn't even draw you a papaya. What does a papaya even look like?
It's kind of like a mango. It's bigger, though.
Okay.
It's a Hawaiian fruit. You should know that.
That's why I picked pineapple.
Right. All right, let's give me another one.
Saying a vegetable.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with... I'm going to say cucumber, but I think that was in your top 10.
No, cucumber wasn't. Cucumbers are not very commonly eaten.
Really?
Oh, no, actually, they're close to their... 1, 2, 3, 4. So they're 16 on the list of things you should not eat. So if you're going from 1... to 43, they are number 16.
Okay, so
the things you shouldn't eat. Yeah, I'm gonna just list off. I'll give you broccoli. Broccoli is super bitter to bugs. They don't like it, so they don't have to spray it. So that's number 11 on the things you can eat. Cabbage. Cabbage is only has 18%.
Why is that? Let's think about that, because cabbage, I would put in the...
It's underground, so you don't...
I was going to say, isn't that the same as lettuce and
all it's odd stuff? Because the potatoes are grown underground, too. I guess, I don't know. Weird. Bananas, you don't need them as much.
I guess you do peel those.
And yeah, they have a thicker skin and whatever. Kiwi fruit, which is surprising to me, because...
That has super thin.
Exactly.
That has basically the same skin as a peach, does it not?
Right. Are kiwis grown underground? Or I don't know. I couldn't tell you
you're
that.
You're asking the wrong person.
If you know that, put it in the comments on truefitnessacademy.com. Sweet peas are pretty all right because
they're in a pod.
They're in a pod. Asparagus, because it makes your pea smell.
Yes.
The mango is actually, it is fifth from the bottom, so it's pretty all right to eat. Pineapples. Sweet corn, frozen.
I love corn.
Avocados, one of my favorites, you can go with. And the number one, the one that had 0% pesticides.
So you could, like, bathe in this and be fine.
Exactly. You could rub this.
Nobody's going to be angry with you.
Right. Exactly. This one.
Or I just might think you're weird. What is it?
Give me a guess. Just one more guess. One more. Knowing the past 11.
My gut says tomato. I don't know why.
Try again.
I don't know.
Because tomatoes, that's a pretty dumb answer.
I don't have it. I mean, I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing that I could picture somebody in a bathtub just, like, coating their body with.
That'd you couldn't weird. Really coat your body in this, unless you pureed it.
Carrot? No.
No, onions.
That'd suck.
Yeah,
it would burn.
It would get into all the...
That would be disgusting, too. You would smell for weeks. Just think about that. That's weird. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So don't bathe in those. I'll put this list up on the site so you guys can have it.
Since we kind of we blew through it.
Right.
Okay. Spectacular.
So there's that. Now let's move on to the whole natural and local thing.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that. So
basically, my knowledge of the natural is it's a marketing ploy.
Yep.
That's basically what it is. When you do with organic stuff, like the FDA, has to come in, and you can't do nothing that is organic can be produced at some place that also has conventional stuff.
Right. So
or vice versa. Like you can't, if let's say in your apartment or house or whatever, you were making organic jam, you then couldn't also be doing
inorganic
jam using the same
right.
stuff.
So and then plus the Food and Drug, the FDA, and the Department of Agriculture, they come check your farm out. And so if you are in the process of rotating from conventional to organic, you have, I think it's a 2 to 5 year period of just being organic. You're not certified organic yet. You can put on your label that you don't use pesticides, but since the soil had pesticides in it, it has to go away. It has a half-life, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So it has to be... So there's a difference between certified organic and organic.
Okay.
But it's not that big a deal.
But yeah, but to go back to the natural, basically just means that it has minimally processed and it's preservative free.
Right. So the thing that's great about it is if I can get natural flavorings from without using chemicals, then I can call it natural. So I could flavor my peanut butter with strawberries and bananas and have no strawberries and bananas in it, but I just pull the natural flavorings out of strawberries and bananas and I can call it natural.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So to be pretty blunt, natural really doesn't do much for you.
If it says natural on it, it's probably bad. Like, sorry, but it's probably not the greatest thing for you.
But it's better than other things?
I mean, because they can still use pesticides. They don't have to use they don't have to be, like, they're not certified organic, so they can do whatever they want.
It's kind of like when it says fat-free, but they've put so much carbs in it that it really, or, like, so right. much sugars in it that they counterbalance it with something else.
Right, I mean, because they can still, natural only means that you got everything from nature. So you can take, like, the natural versus artificial flavorings, pretty much have the same chemical compound, except for artificial was made in a lab, and natural, we distilled it from a natural source, something that was living or breathing at one point. Okay. So it grew out of the ground or ate something that grew out of the ground. So there's that. So pretty much avoid natural. Natural's stupid.
It's just not, like, it's not even really productive
kind of
a concept. No. Okay. Spectacular. But then go to, like, the food.
Local
stuff.
Right. Local is a huge marketing play now as well, because I can put, you know, I'm a local store because I'm right next to you, but I don't have local, you know, it's like I buy my fruits from Venezuela, you know? I don't have, like, it's a stupid thing where just, like, the Kaiser puts out these local vor, you know, things, and farmers markets and that stuff, awesome, great.
Farm markets are different than local.
Right. So on my storefront, I could put, you know, locally run, operated, and people see local, and they're like, oh, that must mean it's organic and, you know, it's good for you. No. It just means that they are a local store. That means that locals go there. Exactly. We're in this area, so henceforth we have to be local. It's stupid.
Okay. So farmer market's good. Going to a grocery store that claims to be local, of course they're local because the store itself is right there in your neighborhood, not their products.
Right. So
they could, though, have local products
there. They could. But I mean, local isn't always better because your local farmer could be using pesticides, you know?
So, yeah.
It's one of those things, I avoid local stores just on principle because I think they're tricking people and I don't want to give them my money.
Where a farmer's market, you could actually talk to the farmer and figure out what they did and how they produced everything.
Right.
And farmer markets are always kind of fun.
Yeah, and it's usually cheaper.
It's usually cheaper. It's kind of fun. You get to go around, talk to people.
Right.
And most of the farmers are very passionate about their product, and they'll actually let you try some of it before you buy some.
Exactly.
Which is always
or you can always pay, like, hey, can I pay for a sample? And they'll be like, oh, no, don't worry about it. And they'll give it to you, so.
That's always kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
So, I think that pretty much covers...
So, in a nutshell, let's just go, because
we
ran
this is,
through...
This is by no means a comprehensive view of organics. We're just kind of giving you, in a nutshell, like, what you need to know to be sound semi-intelligent about
organics. Yeah, and
organics.
So much of this stuff gets into very in-depth chemical stuff that I'm no biochemist that I don't even know. So basically, organic food just means that it doesn't use pesticides. It is not grown with hormones. It is like basically it's the old school way right. of growing stuff.
If you go pre-1920, that's what you're eating.
And then conventional, they use the pesticides, they use the machines, the road tiller, everything, and all that fun stuff. We've kind of come to a conclusion that organic is probably the best way to eat, but if conventional is your only option, take it.
Or, I mean, like I said before, if you can only afford conventional, that's better than... Because organic is expensive.
Yeah.
It can get really expensive. Like, a bag of apples can cost, 60-something cents conventionally, but it can be, $1.50 per pound.
When it doubles, I start going, no, thank you.
Right. So, look, the best way to find organic stuff is to be, just shop a lot of places and see what their prices are. Compare, one of my favorite yogurts. Whole Foods is $7. Henry's, $5.99. Trader Joe's, $4.99. Awesome. just
shop around, and you'll figure it out. In general, natural doesn't really mean anything. It's more of a marketing ploy. Same with local. Even though local could, you'd have to do a little bit more research on that aspect, but local is more of the shop, not the produce.
Right. It could, one thing we didn't touch on is that the good thing about local is that you don't have to worry about the shipping of the fruit. So,
it could be cheaper.
You're lowering your carbon imprint if you care about that, which some people do, some people don't.
Okay, we're going into global warming now.
Right.
Spectacular. and then on top of that, we talked about the best fruits and vegetables to get organically and to get conventionally. We're going to be posting that up on truefitnessacademy.com, so check that out.
Right. For tomorrow, you're going to be hearing a lot of my voice. We're going to be talking about Pilates.
I was going to the gym and I saw Pilates and I needed to know what it was because I was confused.
Right. So me being, Tyler and I, besides being business partners, are really good friends. And despite that, we have not really had a good conversation about Pilates. So look forward to that. We're going to go over the history of Pilates, how it's evolved, different types, all that. And then I'm going to give you my top 4 Pilates exercises that you can do in your own house. And we'll have a video for that as well.
So, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. And, with that, we'll leave you with probably my favorite quote to give people when I'm training them is, go big or go home. We'll be right back.
That was track number one from the album Explode Into Space by Rebel Rebel from Magnatune.com.